I'll be reading today from the King James Version of the Bible and also correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Again, the topic is harmony, the reflection of God's nature, beginning in the book of Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. 2 Peter. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And Isaiah, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. Jeremiah. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Psalms. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Genesis. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Job. Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? Psalms. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Genesis. God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. 1 Chronicles. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Isaiah. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And now we turn to some correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Paul had a clear sense of the demands of truth upon mortals, physically and spiritually, when he said, Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The time cometh when the spiritual origin of man, the divine science which ushered Jesus into human presence, will be understood and demonstrated. Our system of mind healing rests on the apprehension of the nature and essence of all being, on the divine mind and love's essential qualities. Its pharmacy is moral, and its medicine is intellectual and spiritual, though used for physical healing. Yet this most fundamental part of metaphysics is the one most difficult to understand and demonstrate, for to the material thought, all is material, till such thought is rectified by spirit. Take away the spiritual signification of Scripture, and that compilation can do no more for mortals than can moonbeams to melt a river of ice. Anatomy, when conceived of spiritually, is mental self-knowledge and consists in the dissection of thoughts to discover their quality, quantity, and origin. Are thoughts divine or human? That is the important question. This branch of study is indispensable to the excision of error. It urges the government of the body, both in health and in sickness. The Christian Scientist, through understanding mental anatomy, discerns and deals with the real cause of disease. Our master treated error through mind. He never enjoined obedience to the laws of nature, if by these are meant laws of matter, nor did he use drugs. There is a law of God applicable to healing, and it is a spiritual law instead of material. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The infinite has no beginning. This word beginning is employed to signify the only, that is, the eternal verity and unity of God and man, including the universe. The creative principle, life, truth, and love, is God. The universe reflects God. There is but one creator and one creation. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embraced in the infinite mind and forever reflected. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. All things are created spiritually. Mind, not matter, is the creator. Love, the divine principle, is the father and mother of the universe, including man. Spirit blesses the multiplication of its own pure and perfect ideas. From the infinite elements of the one mind emanate all form, color, quality, and quantity, and these are mental, both primarily and secondarily. Their spiritual nature is discerned only through the spiritual senses. The divine principle, or spirit, comprehends and expresses all, and all must therefore be as perfect as the divine principle is perfect. Nothing is new to spirit. Nothing can be novel to eternal mind, the author of all things, who from all eternity knoweth his own ideas. Through divine science, Spirit, God, unites understanding to eternal harmony. Thus, the dawn of ideas goes on, forming each successive stage of progress. Genesis 1:9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Spirit, God, gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose in order that the purpose may appear. Genesis 1:11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. The universe of spirit reflects the creative power of the divine principle or life which reproduces the multitudinous forms of mind and governs the multiplication of the compound idea man. The tree and herb do not yield fruit because of any propagating power of their own, but because they reflect the mind which includes all. Infinite mind creates and governs all from the mental molecule to infinity. This divine principle of all expresses science and art throughout his creation and the immortality of man and the universe. Creation is ever appearing and must ever continue to appear from the nature of its inexhaustible source. Mortal sense inverts this appearing and calls ideas material. Thus, misinterpreted, the divine idea seems to fall to the level of a human or material belief called mortal man. But the seed is in itself only as the divine mind is all and reproduces all, as mind is the multiplier, and mind's infinite idea, man and the universe, is the product. The only intelligence or substance of a thought, a seed, or a flower is God, the creator of it. Science reveals only one mind, and this one, shining by its own light and governing the universe, including man, in perfect harmony. This mind forms ideas, its own images, subdivides and radiates their borrowed light, intelligence, and so explains the scripture phrase, whose seed is in itself. The divine mind supports the sublimity, magnitude, and infinitude of spiritual creation. All nature teaches God's love to man. But man cannot love God supremely and set his whole affections on spiritual things while loving the material or trusting in it more than in the spiritual. Not partially, but fully, the great healer of mortal mind is the healer of the body. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish. Therefore, it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. Love enriches the nature, enlarging, purifying, and elevating it. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is the open fount which cries, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and sharing portion of the meeting by listening to this song, In This Very Room.
There's quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, and then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. Then it'll be followed by a musical expression of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.